California's history is one of emigration. From the gold rush to the technology boom in Silicon Valley, for generations, people have moved to the Golden State to seek a better life. For many, the California dream of sunshine and a good job with a relaxed lifestyle is still a reality. But with the struggling economy, high taxes, cuts in education and other programs, many Californians are increasingly choosing to leave the Golden State for other locales, and the Central Valley is no exception. To learn a little more about what's making people leave California faster than new residents arrive, we talked to people who have recently made the move. Travis Sheridan had a good job in Fresno, working with budding entrepreneurs at the Central Valley Business Incubator. But earlier this year, he and his girlfriend chose to move to St. Louis, largely because of the struggling economy.
Gina is a librarian and was laid off once during the year of 2011, and then also took a couple of pay cuts, was eventually hired back at the library, but kind of saw the writing on the wall that it may not be that sustainable long-term or that comfortable long-term. And conversely, St. Louis, Missouri, is very friendly to libraries. They have two very healthy library systems.
He says technology has leveled the playing field, and states like Missouri are now able to compete with California in ways they weren't in the past.
I think California might have been a net importer at one time because it was such a wealthy economic engine. From the housing market to the job market, everything seemed to be in surplus in California. And so if I was a business, I wanted to be around a community that seemed to have a healthy amount of disposable income. Now, with the flattening of, you know, the business environment, I can run a business globally from any community. And so now people start looking to those communities, states and cities that have the most favorable business environment and business climate. And California, over time, is starting to prove out that it's not that friendly to business. I mean, when you have Hollywood that's starting to lose movie production to states like Texas and New York and other states, heck, if we can't keep Hollywood in Hollywood, what will stay in California?
For others like writer Kathy Rehart, the move was more about health, as the polluted skies of the Central Valley forced Kathy's move to Oregon.
I moved because the doctor told me I had to get out of the smog. I had developed a very serious lung condition. It was due to the smog in the valley, the air pollution. I had never, ever thought I would leave. In fact, when we did the movie for the Sesquicentennial, I was one of the narrators, and the last thing I said was, there's something about the valley that just makes you never want to leave. It was the farthest thing from my mind.
The opportunity for a better job and a better quality of life led Katie Johnson to relocate from Fresno to Ogden, Utah.
Job opportunities in Fresno weren't so great. You know, I was really sad to leave my friends. That was the hardest thing. I had a great community and a great network in Fresno. I loved my colleagues at Fresno State, and so that was a tough decision, but I was excited to move to Utah because it's such a beautiful state. I've traveled there before, and I ski, and I had an opportunity to come out and check out Salt Lake City, which again is 40 miles south, and there was just food culture, art culture. It was just seemed like a great place to live and a great place to raise a family.
Others like Chris Madrid French, a California native, have bounced around the country. She came back to California in search of her dream job. But when things changed, she and her family moved to Florida.
As much as I loved California and wanted to be there, the schools weren't getting enough money. A lot of the things I cared about were being cut off. The state parks were closing, the schools, the librarian was going to rotate, so they were closing the library in our kids' elementary school. And these are things we really cared about.
Kathy Rehart says she's not alone. Many other people have chosen to leave California and move to Oregon.
In fact, I joined the newcomers group and met a number of people from Fresno.
Katie Johnson says she, too, has met a number of former Californians in Utah, and most of them feel the same way about their former state.
I think the general consensus is I love Utah, and I haven't looked back since I left California, and I kind of feel the same way, too. I mean, you could buy more home here. It's a lot cheaper here, and it's a beautiful place to live, and the people are so friendly.
And that issue of quality of life is a recurring theme amongst all the people we talk to. Here's Chris Madrid French.
We have a much bigger house. We have bigger property. The schools, even though they've been cut here, have better funding. The libraries have better funding. The state parks are still running. Everything's been cut, but not as deeply as California. In Florida, I don't pay any personal tax, state income tax. There's no state income tax there's only federal, no state. And that obviously helps us as a family, you know, balance our own economic survival here. And it's just given us an opportunity to live kind of the middle-class lifestyle that we desire.
The people we heard from today certainly weren't the first to leave the Golden State, nor will they be the last. But their stories are nonetheless a sobering reminder of the many challenges California has to face in a changing world. For Valley Public Radio, I'm Joe Moore.